row.
Oh, I'll get you your seats over here.
Yes.
No, místa zabili. To bylo to.
Lord God, we love you and bless you this
morning.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you for your forgiveness, your mercy.
Thank you for
Sam, I'll come and get you when it's time for kids, okay?
You be exalted, beginning to end of this service. Pour out your love, your spirit, and this morning. Let it come.
Мы собрались, чтобы отметить
крещение Христа.
И 20 человек мы будем крестить
сегодня. As we're baptized into Christ Jesus, we're baptized into his death. There is a relational dynamic that takes place as you're baptized that conforms you to the life of Jesus. And Jesus' life was reflected in the Gospels. And you can read about that in Matthew chapter 3, where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. He said, I must do this. In accordance with the law and the scripture. And when he was baptized, we know that the heavens were opened up and a voice came down and said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Before Jesus went into any ministry and did any healing of the sick and setting of the captives free and preaching the good news, the Father affirmed his love for Jesus. And he's going to affirm his love for you this morning, hopefully, as we do this, and especially to those who are being baptized. The scripture goes on to say, therefore we were buried with him through baptism. So as we take each believer one at a time and put them under the water, immerse them in the water, it is a relational dynamic again that relates to Jesus after he was crucified at the cross for the sins of this world and innocently took our place. The perfect Son of God, who John declared to be the Lamb of God, that same Jesus was buried in a tomb for 3 days. And Paul says, when we put you down into the water today, that you too relate to him through that experience. What an honor. What an honor. Someone who paid an ultimate price for each of our lives that we can relate to him through this. And it also says this, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. That means for every one of you that are going to be baptized today, there's a new experience of the glory of the Father coming to you to help you live the life that Jesus designed for you. He calls us into a life to love our enemies, to bless those who curse us, to forgive people and let them off the hook even when they do the worst things to us. And in order to do things like that and to pray for people to experience God's power and to know the life of Jesus, you have to have two things happening in your life. One is the love of God, and the other is the power of God. And both of those come to you by the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to be praying for you to be filled with the Spirit and to receive this newness of life as you're baptized. And so I want to...